pushing a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he knows vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Jimmy Clark. 69 degrees at Slap Out, 70 degrees at the May Ranch, 71 at View, 73 at Eric, 74 at Hollis, and 73 at Hobart out here in the Panhandle to the west of us, 69 at Lipscomb, 74 at Dozer, 76 at Odell. It's going. It's getting closer. Being done. We actually had a good day yesterday. It's going good. Hopefully we can finish up today or tomorrow with that part. It was kind of dry this morning. Jimmy didn't get any hay baled. I was kind of baling hay, but anyway, it was too dry. Everything was crunchy, and cotton harvest is going on. Tipton, Steve Clark, no really good cotton going on down there. And anyway, that's going on. Guys going on around and work. Hopefully we keep your fingers crossed. Hopefully we get some of that rain they're talking about starting next Tuesday here in western Oklahoma. And we could use it. Finish up some, hopefully get some rye and wheat and triticale that's been sitting in the ground for a couple weeks. Hopefully get it up. Other than that, not much else going on. Let's see what happened overnight in the farm world. Soybeans were higher overnight and trading the signs of demand for the oil seeds. Processors crushed 165.5 million bushels of soybeans last month, according to the data from the National Oilseed Processors Association. That's up 2.5% from August and 4.6% year over year. I think it's set a record. Yep, there it is. That also marked a record high for the month of September. Soybean sales in 7 days through October 5th jumped 31% week to week to 1.06 million metric tons, according to the USDA. That's also up 68% from the prior four-week average. Inspections are also up in the 23-24 marketing year that started on September 1st. The government has inspected 5.4 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans from overseas delivery since the beginning of September. That's up from 4.72 same time frame last year. Soybean futures for November delivery gained 6.5 cents to $13.22¾ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up $4.10 to $403.90 a short ton. And soy oil added 0.34 cents to $55.69 a pound. Corn for December delivery rose 3¾ cents to $4.92¾ a bushel. Wheat futures for December delivery gained 6 cents to $5.76½ a bushel. And Kansas City futures were up 4¼ to $6.71 a bushel. Harvest continues to roll on through much of the Midwest, and only a few showers in the northern part of the Corn Belt will slow things through the rest of the week, according to the USDA forecast. 62% of U.S. soybeans were harvested to start the week. That's up from 43% a week earlier, the agency said. That's well ahead of the prior five-year average of 52%. About 52% of the crop was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday, up a percentage point from the previous week. Corn collection was 45% finished, up from 34% 7 days earlier, and just ahead of the normal 42% for this time of the year, the government said. 53% of the crop was in good or excellent condition, unchanged week to week. Showers will develop by the end of the week in parts of the upper Midwest, according to the USDA's World Agriculture Outlook Board said in a report yesterday. Rainfall will become widespread east of the Mississippi River late in the week. That might be the only place where harvest will be disrupted. Strong winds are expected in parts of South Dakota today as gusts are expected to hit as high as 45 miles an hour, according to the National Weather Service. Northwest winds in central parts of the state are forecast from 25 to 35 miles an hour. And I was just looking at the mezzanet and that northwest wind is supposed to change today. It is. Where is it at? Bear with me here a second. I'll get this map up. I had it up and now it's gone. Where'd it go? Well, I lost my wind. And, well, I'll find it back here in a second. So anyway, we'll go for that. Well, today is the Taylor Ranch happy hour all hour long. And we got Taylor Ranch entire operation is geared towards one thing, creating a great eating experience for their customers. They start by selecting the best carcass genetics available that enhance both flavor and tenderness. They are hands-on every day as they develop each calf so it will reach its full genetic potential. They then put the calves on feed in some cases for as much as many as 200 days. I don't know where I come up with that three, but 200 days. This optimizes and locks their full genetic potential and gives the consumer that juicy, mouth-watering, memorable eating experience. Taylor Ranch develops every animal as if it were going to be served at their own table, quarters, halves, or whole beef for sale. Third-party verified, all natural and hormone-free available. That's Taylor Ranch Beef, 405-609-4662. 405-609-4662. Give Mr. Taylor a call. Get some of the best beef available on the market west of the Mississippi. Anyway, let's check out some numbers going on right now with the market. I looked at the board just a few minutes before the show started, and it was red, green, black. It just looks like Christmas tree on here today. Right now, corn is at 492, up 3.5 cents for December. March is at 507. Soybeans for November is at 1302, up 6 cents. January is 1321, up 5 cents. Soybean meal is at 406.80, up $7 today. January is 399.7, up 5. Soybean oil for December, 55.28. January's 54.50, and hard red winter wheat is up a little over 6 cents today at 6.73 for December, 6.81 for March, and 6.87 for May. Cotton, what's it doing? It's in the green today, finally. December 83.85, March is 85.78, May is 86.99. Looks like what's oil and all that good stuff doing today? Oil's creeping back up towards that $90 mark. November's 88.45, up $1.79 today. December's 87.43, up $1.99. Natural gas is up today. November's at 309. December's 348. And the Dow, what's it doing? And the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all in the red today. And let's go ahead and take a Taylor Ranch break. When we come back, we're going to talk cattle. I'm going to have Mr. Brandon Hickey on from the Elk City Livestock Auction and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Be on right after this break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
We're living in just such a world of automated. You call somewhere and you've got to go through how many buttons and numbers to get to someone that maybe might know what you're talking about. First National Bank, you call one phone number, you get to speak to me. The ease and convenience, I think, for the customer, and then just the confidence that they leave knowing they've built a relationship with their banker, the staff as well, that they can call on for help. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC. It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hi, welcome back from that Taylor Ranch break. Wellington, Texas, 74 degrees, humidity's 29, dew point's 39. The winds are out of the north at 11 miles an hour. Peak wind gusts so far today, 16. Rainfall this month, 0.05. Not great, but maybe it'll change next week. We'll see. Red flag minutes today, 0. Sub-freezing minutes today, 0. 8-inch soil temperature is 68 degrees. Well, on the phone with me right now is the most popular cattle guy in the country, Mr. Brandon Hickey.
Good afternoon, Jimmy.
Well, I got to make up for yesterday somehow. Maybe take less allergy pills and remember stuff. Anyway, it looks like you had a good auction at Elk City, a little over 2,200 head Friday.
Oh, yeah, I didn't really lots of nice calves come to town. Had a really big cow run, too. Way bigger than I was expecting. I didn't really think we would have this big cow run this fall, as many as we sold last winter and last spring when it was so dry. But, you know, we had 550 cows, but then had a really nice run of ranch fresh, high-quality calves. And market was a little better, a little bit more interest, surprisingly enough, still dry, but it was a little bit more buyer interest this week than the previous week. Starting to get some of them northern guys to pick around on some of them big calves and big weaning calves, and that was nice to see. The feeds cheapened up a little bit, so kind of exciting to see. Or if we get a rain, this thing might really turn around if we could get.
Oh yeah, there's enough wheat pasture out there right now that hasn't died. That was put in early. A rain would go a long ways on it, and still we're in October and there's still a good chance of, you know, I guess 100% depends on the weather, but with the 2-week forecast right now, there's nothing crazy going on, so there's a chance to get some good wheat pasture in still.
Yeah, we could get a rain in the next week or so. We could still make some fall grazing on some of this stuff that's up, but I was driving there a while ago between Hammond and Butler, and there's some really pretty wheat that's up waving in the air, and boy, it could sure get good in a hurry for some grazing if it get one more good drink, I think.
What was the hot seller on the steers Friday? Was it the heavyweights, middleweights, lightweights?
No, it's still the, you know, still like we've been seeing all along, mid three to mid four weight boy cattle are sure still the most sought after. I mean, that's the weight class and the sex that is in the most demand of anything right now. But everything else has had a lot more friends, had a lot more interest last week, come up a little bit. But that hot spot is still going to be those 350 to 450 weight boy cattle, and that's probably going to stay that way. I don't see that changing. I don't see anything. Any other weight classes getting more popular than what those are right now.
Yeah, I'm looking at your sales receipt that you sent me, and you got some four weights on here, you know, basically heavy four weights, 461 to 482, bringing anywhere from 260 to 318, 286, 295. That's pretty good.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, those 260, you know, was some heavy four-weight boy cattle. Well, that's quite a spread down to the light four-weight, you know, really guys group of steers that brought 316. So that just shows you, you know, where you're at on that what they want, you know, is right there, that 350 to 450 weight boy. It's very, very, very popular.
Well, the girls aren't doing too bad themselves. So.
Yeah.
I mean, you're looking at you got a couple here, the 387 and 422 weights that came out from Texas that were bringing 270. That's pretty good.
Yes, it is.
And then
a little bit of a jump in the field, and I tell you what, these guys need to be thinking. These guys that might think there's a possibility of some cattle are needing some cattle. They need to be thinking right now, because that. I tell you what, those five-weight heifers have dropped off enough, and if anybody's thinking about making some replacements, getting some heifers to breed, you know, they've dropped enough that they're pretty attractive buy right now. Something for them guys to be thinking about if you want to breed some heifers. Now's the time to be buying those things, because I think that they'll fly through the roof if we do get a big, nice, gentle area rain.
Yeah, now you're going to have everybody at the sale barn Friday buying heifers, right?
Yes, come on.
Well, what's the deal with the butcher cows and the butcher bulls, and people still bringing cows in? I mean, are they just, they've decided as high as those cows, and even the bred cows and stuff like that are still up there quite a ways. I mean, they're not off the wall yet, like they was off the scale, I guess, like they was back in 2015 yet. And we had a cycle about a month ago, they were pretty pricey, but what do you think? I mean, are they just going, okay, we don't know this without taking a poll amongst the cattle producers, but you think they're saying, hey, these things are bringing a pretty good chunk right now, let's get rid of them, I'm going to keep these heifers, or I'm going to buy me some heifers, because not everybody just going to get out of the cattle business. That's not what's going on.
Right. Yeah, we had a lot more cows to get through than what I realized, a lot more of these old cows coming to town than what I figured there would be. And, you know, we always see a little bit of a pullback in the fall of the year on butcher cows and bulls, and it's mostly just because, you know, there's a lot of numbers come to town. You know, when the people wean their calves, well, they cull their old cows at the same time. And, you know, and I was not expecting to see as many as we saw last week come to town, you know, this fall, because I figured we'd already sold most of our cull cows last fall, or last spring and last winter before we started getting the rain. So I was kind of surprised to see that. And we've pulled back enough, you know, we've sold enough numbers, or enough numbers coming to town. It's caused a little pullback in this butcher cow and bull price, but it's, you know, it hasn't fallen plumb out of bed like it does a lot of falls, but you know, we're sure down, you know, $15-$20 a hundred from what we were 6 weeks ago, you know, on these butcher cows and bulls, and we're still at a good level, but I didn't expect it to drop this much, because I didn't expect to see this this many numbers, but you know, that's just you know, continuing to cut into our overall herd cow numbers for the nation, and going to continue to make these numbers tighter as we go forward here with more of these cows getting, you know, sent to the packing plant.
Right. Well, Monday at Clinton, there on the I-40, you look like you had a good run there too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And let's see, it's basically the same thing going on there as you had going on over at Elk City Friday. The boys are still doing really good. And I mean, I honestly wish that if Santa Claus was coming to see me, because I do believe in Santa Claus, I want him to bring me 100 head, weighing about 843, and then I'll come see you.
Yeah.
And I might even buy you a Christmas tree if Santa does bring that to me.
All right.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, you know, we're seeing that feeder cattle, you know, they pulled back finally. We finally put enough pressure on that, on the feeder board. The paper traders have finally put enough pressure on it, and with a little bit of unrest going on over there in Israel and a little bit of volatility in the market, some profit taking and this, that, and the other going on, we finally put enough pressure on that futures board to pull this cash down a little bit. But man, oh man, still this 685 pounds at 260, 250, that's still a heck of a ticket. It's not as good as it, you know, would have been a couple of weeks ago, because they finally have put enough pressure on it to pull it back a little bit. But man, that's still a lot of dollars per head to be putting one on feed, and you know, those big 8-weight steers, almost 870 something up there in the high 230s. I mean, that's still a good ticket, not as good as it was you know, a couple of weeks ago, but we have finally got these cash prices. They have dropped just a smidgen with the pullback in the futures board that we've seen, and a little bit due to the unrest, I think, as much as anything. But higher percentage of calves over there this week as compared to yearlings. We kind of usually have more yearlings than we do calves, but most of the year. But this, it flip flopped there last week. We probably had as many, or maybe a few more balling calves than we did yearlings this week. And you know, and I think that trend's going to kind of continue for the next 45 days. We're going to see more of these calves and weaned calves, and you know, and less of the true yearlings going forward here for the next 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, because I looked here on your deal that you sent me, out of Arapahoe, you had 100 head coming in there weighing 761, brought 250. That was nicely done.
That was
a good done. And anyway, and looks like the butcher cat, the slaughter cattle over there, the bulls and the cows are doing same thing they have been doing here over the last week or two. So it's dropped a smidgen, but when Brandon and I talk, it's dropped just a little bit. It's still 100 times better than what it was last fall.
Absolutely. We're still at really good levels on everything, you know, really good dollar figures on everything. But it is, you know, it's not as good as it was a month ago, and that's typical. That happens every fall. You know, I was in hopes that we might not see that drop this fall, just because the numbers were going to be tighter. And I think if we'd have got some moisture, I'm not sure we would have seen that drop. I think the drop may have been more so caused by the lack of moisture than it was by the numbers coming to town, because it's you know, we're pretty typical, you know, a little bit below numbers compared to normal, but I think that the pullback we've seen is more due to dry weather, and that caused more cattle to come to town than what we were expecting, and that caused the market to drop a little bit. And I'm not sure we would have seen the drop that we've seen if we would have got some rain after everybody got in there, got that good rain there in September, and got that wheat sowed and got it up. If we'd have got one more nice little rain there a week or two ago, I don't think we'd have seen this pullback hardly at all then.
Yeah, because when we got that rain in September and everybody went to sowing rye and wheat and all that, just pasture, for winter pasture, the market was, it showed it a little bit. And then 3 or 4 weeks later, here we are. You know, we missed out, especially central western Oklahoma, missed out on the rain showers there early last week. But guess what? We got more chances on the way, so the mood might change come about Tuesday or Wednesday.
Hallelujah. Let it come.
You got anything, consignments coming up Milk City this weekend you need to tell anybody about?
Got two really nice set of 4 to 8 year old cows coming in out of Texas. They'd be middle to heavy bred, most of them. Be just a handful of pairs on the two deals. But there's two different consignments coming out of Texas on some 4 to 8 year old, mostly bred cows, mostly black. There'll be a handful of chars and reds on the two deals, but they'll be mostly black, nice 4 to 8 year old bred cows. And then as far as calf consignments, got a really fancy set of about 80 red Angus steers, all natural, coming from Raiden from the Lazy S Ranch. That'll be big old thick deep body, good rascals, probably weighing in the mid five.
Oh, cool. All right, well, everybody, what time do you guys start Friday morning?
We'll start on the cows at 9 o'clock Friday morning.
All right, and then also we don't want to forget to talk about the ladies in the cafe. They get upset when I don't talk about them. and there's a. Do you happen to know what the special is this Friday?
But I don't ever know what the special is until I walk in there Friday morning and order my. Then they tell me what the special is when I get there Friday morning.
So, anyway, it's a great place. You don't have to go to the sale if you don't want to, but you want some, just go grab your cheeseburger and stuff and go out there and sit in there and watch Brandon and his crew do a great job. And Brandon, thank you so much for taking my call today, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks, Brandon. Bye. All right, that was Mr. Brandon Hickey, boss at both the Elk City and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. They got their auction coming up Friday and coming again Monday. Well, speaking of American farmers, we're doing a salute to American farmers here at KECO and the Penny News. And farmers, thank you for continuing to measure your time, not in hours, but in acres. For running through the night to finish harvesting a field before the rain comes, and for working through extreme temperatures and weather conditions to check on and care for livestock. Thank you for all your hats you wear on a daily basis to keep your farm moving forward. Thank you, Western Planters Cotton Gin. Thank you, Harrison Cattle Company. Thank you, Walter Cattle Company. Kyle out there, Ag Defense Risk Management out of Elgin, Oklahoma, Elk City, and Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Thank you, Brandon Hickey, for sponsoring this. And Six Wire Fence Building and Welding, Farmers Union Co-op right here in Elk City, Misty Goosen Agency Insurance over there at Clinton, and last but not least, Everett Welding out of Visalia, Oklahoma. Thank you for supporting American farmers, recognizing this is American Farmers Month. Well, let's take a Taylor Ranch break. We'll come back. We'll see what's happening with the livestock right now.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
I want more time for the Jimmy Clark fans. This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, October 13th. I'm Drew Cobb. 2,205 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 461 brought 260. 5 at 470 brought 282. 10 at 557 brought 244. 4 at 613 brought 224. 20 at 760 brought 229. 3 at 772 brought 196. 9 at 839 brought 235. 9 head of heifers at 449 brought 249. 6 at 467 brought 244. 3 at 605 brought 224. 11 at 606 brought 224. 10 at 781 brought 220, 6 at 826 brought 210, 8 at 970 brought 196, butcher cows were 15 to 121.50, butcher bulls brought 46 to 119, bred cows were 800 to 1975, pairs brought 900 to 2485, Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Higgy at 580-497-6095, that's 580-497-6095.
You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it. And it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website. WallEquip.com. WallEquip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with all your fall cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help to address your soil health goals. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, welcome back. Let me change something. Bam. Freedom, Oklahoma. Here is your ag weather. 74 degrees currently, dew points at 44, humidity's 34, the winds are out of the north at 20 miles an hour with wind gust up to 28, a little breezy up there, no rainfall in the last 10 days, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil, it's not sir, soil temperature 62 degrees, 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.7, sunset is at 6:58, today's 77 degrees, winds will be steady out of the north at 17 miles an hour with wind gust higher. Tonight, mostly clear, 45 degrees, north to northwest wind, 7 miles an hour. Tomorrow, nice and sunny, 81 degrees, northwest wind, 8 to 13 miles an hour. There you go, Freedom, Oklahoma. I hadn't said to you in a while. Somebody was complaining, so I got you taken care of. Okay, let's do a live check real quick on live cattle and feeder. October's 185.57, up about 7 cents today. December's 187.10, up 22 cents today. February 191.05, up a nickel. Feeder cattle for October, down $1.22 at 247.57. November's 249.72. January's 250.82. March is 253.57. And April's 257.90. It's been a long time since I've seen that April and March down below 260. So anyway, things are kind of changing around out there, but not for the terrible. Don't let me panic you, just down a little bit, as Brandon says. Anyway, well, you guys know I'm a big fan of peanuts, so Tyrone Spearman is going to run us through some numbers here.
USDA has released the latest crop estimate. This is for the October this year. We're showing peanut production is forecast at 6.25 billion pounds. That is down 1% from the previous forecast, but up 13% from last year. Area harvested 1.60 million acres, unchanged from the previous forecast, but up 16% from last year. Based on October crop conditions, the average yield, they say, will be about 3,905 pounds per acre. That's down 48 pounds per acre from the previous forecast and down 103 pounds per acre for 2022. And they're showing now that on the average state, yields have dropped on the estimate for the year. Alabama, they said, would make 3,400 pounds as of last year. It was at 3,300 pounds, and now it's dropped for October to 3,000 pounds per acre. Florida's also dropped from 3,200 pounds estimated in September to now 3,000 pound average yield per acre. Georgia was estimated to have 4,300 average yield, and that's pounds per acre, and they stayed the same in October, 4,300 pounds. But overall, the production is estimated to be down on peanuts from the previous forecast, but still up 13% from last year in totals. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.
All right, thank you, Mr. Spearman, for that update. Sounds like I think the Georgia and Florida had some hurricane damage. That's the reason why theirs are down just a little bit. We'll see what happens with that. Okay, let's see here. I wanted to tell you guys a little about this here. The USDA CRP payments reached $1.77 billion in 2023. Iowa easily tops the list of states receiving the most money. They said the USDA has allotted more than $1.77 billion this year to ag producers and landowners through its Conservation Reserve Program. This program plays a major role in the USDA's efforts to promote climate-smart agriculture and forestry on working lands. Currently, over 667,000 participants in the CRP have received payments from the USDA's Farm Service Agency for their voluntary conservation initiatives covering more than 23 million acres of private land. Since 2021, the CRP has witnessed a 21% increase in enrolled acres, reflecting the Biden-Harris administration's commitment to enhancing the program. The top five states receiving CRP: Iowa, $402 million. Illinois is $172 million. Minnesota, $150 million. South Dakota, $129 million. And Missouri, not too far from $100 million, at $99,849,600. The CRP is a voluntary program in which agriculture producers commit environmentally sensitive agriculture land to conservation purposes. Participants establish resource conserving plant species such as approved grasses or trees to control soil erosion, improve water quality, and create wildlife habitat. In return, FSA provides participants with rental payments and cost share assistance, with contract durations ranging from 10 to 15 years. Since 2021, FSA has implemented several changes to the CRP program, including these: introducing a new climate smart practice incentive for CRP general and continuous signups aimed at rewarding the participants who implement conservation practices enhancing carbon sequestration and reducing greenhouse gas emissions, enabling additional soil rental rate adjustments or rate flexibilities, including potential rates increases with where warranted, increasing payments for practice incentives for 20 to 50% based on establishment costs for continuous CRP practices, raising payments for water quality practices for rates from 10 to 20% for specific water quality enhancing practices available through the CRP continuous sign up, such as grass waterways, buffers, and filter strips, establishing a grassland CRP minimal rate rental rate benefiting over 1,000 counties for rates currently below $13. FSA also has enhanced the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program, the CREP, to make it more accessible to a broader range of ag producers and conservation partners. These improvements include greater flexibility for partners to contribute matching funds in cash, in kind, contributing that or technical assistance. Additionally, FSA is investing in additional full-time staff dedicated to collaborating with CREP partners and program specialists in there. In 2023, FSA enrolled 3.9 million acres in CRP, including 927,000 through the general CRP, 2.3 million acres in the grassland CRP, and 694,000 acres in the continuous CRP. There you go. I only have one complaint about that program. And it's not against FSA or none of that. Don't get me wrong. I wish that they would go back to the grasses that they used back in, the soil bank days. When we had the soil bank, same thing. I wish they would use the grasses and the stuff that they used in there. It's so much more beneficial for wildlife, because if you're going to put it in CRP, you might get some good benefits out of it with the wildlife, because the grasses that, like up in South Dakota and North Dakota and Nebraska and Kansas, they got all that CRP land, and I know some of you guys that are listening have hunted on it, and you've, it's great for pheasants, but there's nothing in there to eat. It's a good place to hide out, the deer bed in it, and it's too thick for the quail, and there's pheasant out there. There's no doubt about it, but they just put some legumes and some other stuff in with those grasses. I think it'd go up lot further with all the wildlife, not just making it a bedroom for a deer and a hangout for the pheasants. So that's just my 2 cents. It's my 2 cents with Jimmy Clark on Today in Ag Today. How about that? We'll do that every week now. Not really. Anyway, let's take a Taylor Ranch break. When we come back, we'll finish up the show.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The Exploring Energy Show.
Well, the U.S. Energy Chief, Jennifer Granholm, she's praising the oil industry for boosting output.
Oh.
This is during the CERAWeek 2023.
Oh, of course she is, group.
Yeah.
It's a narrative.
So she's doing, she's in butt-kissing mode.
The Exploring Energy Show, weekdays at 8 a.m. on 96.5 KECO.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Everyone wants to look more youthful. They want to have good skin. If we're going to do a beautiful smile, we'd like to have the whole package. Sometimes we'll combine that with Botox and fillers. When we're very facially animated, things move. That's what creates wrinkles in the forehead, also around the eyes. People squint a lot. That definitely gives you those crow's feet lines. We can help that. I commonly do lip filler, adding some fullness to the lips. And then there are certain areas in the face that we can soften wrinkle lines with adding some filler in there. Southwest Dentistry and Cosmetics, Smiles by Jamie Cameron.
Jamie Cameron at Southwest Dentistry and Cosmetics, 1204 East Main in Weatherford.
Catty Corner to Walgreens.
Also at Liberty Dental in Carnegie on Main Street, right next to the movie theater.
The website is swdentalok.com. SWDentalOK.com.
Changing lives one smile at a time.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service. 563-2692. 563-2692. they come to you.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call 806-665-0677.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hollis, Oklahoma, capital of Harmon County. Here is the Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update. 77 degrees there, feels like that. 41 is the dew point, 27 is humidity. The winds are out of the north at 8 miles an hour with some gusts at 15. No rainfall in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 67 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.2. Sunset at 7:02 p.m. Sunny today, 82 degrees. Winds out of the north-northeast at 13 to 17 miles an hour. Tonight, 50 for low northeast to northwest winds. So I'll just say north. 8 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, sunny, 87 degrees, northwest winds, 7 to 9 miles an hour. Doesn't look like too shabby of weather to be out working the fields. I'm sure cotton harvest is full blown down there if it's not quite already over. Okay, I had Brittany Casey on here last week talking about a really great event coming up this Saturday. This is one of my favorite adventures, if you want to call it. Anyway, Unlimited Outdoor Adventures will be having this Saturday, October 21st at noon, a dinner. It's going to be chicken fried steak prepared by the First Methodist Ladies. It says women, but I like to call them ladies. Anyway, live and silent auction afterward, and all this money goes for help for creating opportunities in the hunting, out hunting with those people that have limitations. And guess what? The bidding, you can already start bidding if you want to. There have been some many local businesses that have already donated. If they want to like to start bidding on the items, they can check us out in our Facebook group, which is the Unlimited Outdoor Adventures. And on Facebook, they already got a generator, a Pelican ice chest, a scroll saw, and much more. Thanks again for those people that have helped out so far. So if you're interested and don't have Facebook, you can also text them at 580-799-5678 and they will send you pictures. Is that all right? Is that cool? So there you can see the items if you don't have Facebook. 580-799-5678. Good luck with that on the Unlimited Outdoor Adventures coming up this Saturday. And if you didn't catch that, text me here at 580-225-9697, and I will send you the information on it. And the Peanut Boys are texting me, we need a bearing from Weatherford. Anyway, I got to go pick it up. Guess what? I'm not going to go get to run a peanut combine. Somebody has messed me over. Last day of peanut harvest, and I'm an errand boy. All right, so I guess somebody's got to do it. Anyway, this is a really cool story, I think, if you know me. Arkansas ordered Syngenta to sell 160 acres of farmland in the United States within the next 2 years on Tuesday because the company is Chinese-owned, drawing a sharp rebut from the global seed producer. Now, this is going to stir up some stuff. I'll have to follow this a little harder. Arkansas ordered Syngenta to sell 160 acres of farmland there in Arkansas within the next 2 years because it's a Chinese-owned company. U.S. farm groups and lawmakers are increasingly scrutinizing foreign land ownership due to concerns about national security. This is about where your loyalties lie, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders said at a news conference. God, I'd like to heard that conference. Syngenta said it was disappointed and called the decisions a short-sighted action that will hurt Arkansas farmers. The company owns about 1,500 acres of U.S. agricultural land for research, development, and regulatory trials on products used by U.S. farmers. Our people in Arkansas are Americans, led by Americans who care deeply about serving Arkansas farmers, Doss said. The company has owned the site in Craighead County for 35 years, he added. The order is Arkansas's first enforcement action under a state law passed this year that prohibits certain foreign parties from acquiring or holding land. China is amongst the prohibited parties because it's subject to U.S. arm export controls known as the International Traffic in Arms Regulation, Arkansas Attorney General Tim Griffin. Arrival of U.S. Bayer, BASF, Swiss Agrochemicals and Seed Groups, Syngenta, however you say that, was bought for $43 billion by Kim China in 2017 and folded into some holdings corp in 2021. Kim China is a state-owned enterprise in China, Griffin says. Syngenta is now pursuing an initial public offering in Shanghai. If Syngenta fails to sell its land owned by Northrop King Seed Company, Griffin can force them to get out of our state with legal action. Governor Huckabee Sanders said the state also fined Syngenta $280,000 for failure to report foreign ownership in a timely manner. In a form filed with the U.S. Department of Agriculture about the property last year, the foreign person that holds indirectly a significant interest in the person owning the land is from China. But no one from China has ever directed Syngenta executives to buy, lease, or otherwise engage in U.S. land acquisitions, he said. Since Syngenta has Chinese ownership, the company has purchased an additional 200 acres, didn't say where, but anyway, all Syngenta landholders have been examined by the U.S. government through two administrations as Syngenta was transitioning to Kim China ownership. Foreign persons held an interest in approximately 40 million acres in the U.S. agriculture, that's agriculture land, not just acres of land, as of December 31st of 2021, the USDA said. That was 3.1% of all privately held agricultural land and 1.8% of all land. China has less than 1% of foreign held land, while Canadian investors have 31%. How about that? Arkansas, tell them to get the heck out. You're done. We ain't having that no more. So, anyway, all right. I guess I'm going to Weatherford to pick up a part. You guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.